Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Don V Fridays. Hope y'all had a good week. Last week when I went to upload Don V Fridays to my Twitter, Twitter was down and my Twitter was down for a couple hours, so I'm pretty sure some people probably didn't even know that it was out until Friday. You know, y'all know normally I record on Thursday, put it out on Thursday evenings. That way all day Friday, I can, you know, make sure people know it's Don V Fridays. Y'all know how we get down. But it was some technical stuff going on Twitter side. And then Anchor, they switched up some things. So, you know, it was some things thrown off, but you know, nothing stops a player, man. We gonna keep it moving. Yeah, y'all already know how I'm gonna get down. Like I said, this episode 86. We gonna talk about the Boston College game, and then we gonna do our ACC picks. We gonna talk about the ACC games from last week, and we gonna talk about this week's opponent, Wake Forest. So get comfortable, grab your cool beverage, and let's start the show. Football's in full effect, people. NFL, you got Major League Baseball there and the World Series. My Atlanta Braves could not make it happen. They choked. So you got the Dodgers and you got the Rays. And BetOnline is the place to be, man. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you get in on everything imaginable. Game spreads and totals. To team, player, coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any place online. Head to BetOnline today. Use the promo code ARMCHAIR and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Last Saturday, Virginia Tech played Boston College. Virginia Tech won the game 40-17. It was one of those games where, like, it was up and down at first, but then Hokies put that thing in cruise control in the second half. What we learned from this game is simple. I think, I don't even think I'm breaking any news here or educating anybody. Hendon Hooker is clearly the best quarterback we have on the roster, and Khalil Herbert is our workhorse running back that the offense goes through. When Hendon Hooker's on the field and Khalil Herbert is getting the ball, or when Hendon Hooker can pull the ball and run it himself, and Hendon Hooker has something like 168 rush yards. I don't got the stats in front of me, but he had like 168 rush yards at the quarterback position, all while Khalil Herbert is still getting his. So that should be the backfield going forward, unless obviously one of them a tad injured, COVID, whatever the case may be. I'm not breaking any news to y'all. Y'all already knew this shit. But Wake Forest, their quarterback, Phil Jurkovec, he stood in the pocket. He made some big boy throws. It wasn't even Zay Flowers that killed us, per se. I think Zay Flowers had like 7 catches, something like that, 50-something yards. It was the other receiver who I don't even remember his name. He kind of got off. But our DBs are still trying. This is going to be an ongoing thing all year with our DBs. It's going to be an ongoing thing, guys. You know, just because they are back in the lineup, it don't mean that they all the way right and how much have they been practicing or if they've been practicing. And guys, out the lineup and in the lineup, it's going to be a work in progress. The secondary is going to be a work in progress. Let me put some respect on Dorian Strong's name. He's holding up pretty well, considering he's a freshman and wears the number 44. He's holding up pretty well. He's not super lost and super trash out there. He's making plays. He had a big pass breakup where Zay Flowers was like on a post route. Dorian Strong was right there with him, stride for stride, and batted the ball down. And that's all you can ask for is from your young DBs. That's all you can ask. Just, man, stay with them. Just stay with them. We don't need pick sixes and interceptions and all that just yet. Just stay with them. Just, and he did that. We're not going to talk about this game too much. I mean, Chamari Conner had a solid outing. He had like 11 tackles or something like that. Good to see him bounce back after the what was going to happen to him in the UNC game, because he was getting mixed and mastered out there, looking like a DJ, and he went out for targeting. But he was able to bounce back with like 11 tackles. I was about to say Keyshawn Artis. I'm tripping. Tisdale was very active, so it wasn't the greatest performance from the defense, but I'll take it. After what happened versus North Carolina, I'll take that performance. There's obviously things that we could clean up on, but it was a solid out, especially in the second half. You know, it was some folks, not me, for once. Normally, when people start talking negativity, like I'm at the top of the list, but no, this wasn't me. It was some folks that was legit questioning Justin Hamilton after his first game versus North Carolina. And to those folks, I said, look, man, it was his first day on the job, you know, coaching in the game. And two, he was outmatched and outclassed. He did not have the tools that could equip him to slow down that Carolina offense. And so I expected that to happen. And it got better. It definitely got better. Now, does Boston College have as many NFL players on it that this North Carolina offense has? I could see two guys. That quarterback, Fieldjerkovic, he won't be a day one or day two pick at quarterback like Sam Howell. But he'll play in the NFL. He might be a, you know, practice squad guy or, you know, late round pick, something like that. But Fieldjerkovic definitely has an NFL type arm. And obviously has the size. Zay Flowers definitely is an NFL slot receiver waiting to happen. But we, like I said in the stream after the game, I just want to see continued growth until the Miami game. I kept saying in the post game stream that we're on the road to Miami, which made people think that I was saying that we play Miami next week, and that's not what I was saying. What I was saying was everything we did in the beginning of the season led up to October 10th, the UNC game. And on that stage, we looked like we weren't ready. So this Wake Forest game, the Liberty game, and it might be another game before Miami. Now we're on the road to the Miami game, the next showdown. ACC showdown game that Virginia Tech has. So I want to continue to keep seeing development, keep seeing the team improve on both offense and defense. I want to see the playbook open up. It's certain things that I'm looking for that maybe some fans aren't looking for. Some people might just be looking for wins, losses. But it's not just that sometimes. Sometimes you want to see, okay, every week the defensive line is getting better and better. Every week the secondary is improving. Every week you're starting to see more concepts, more things from the offense, the plays, the play calling. That way you know going into that Miami game, oh, okay, we're a little bit, okay, we're ready for this. But if we're just winning games and you don't see any improvement, then you know when we go out there versus Miami, we're going to get our ass kicked. So that's what I'm looking for. So when I say we're on the road to Miami, we're not playing Miami. I'm just saying these games in front of us are the games that I want to see us improve on. Because I expect us to win these games. Let me be clear. I expect us to win these games. So I'm just looking. I'm looking past them. I don't got to play. You know, the team got to go play. So they got to focus on Wake Forest. I don't got. I'm a fan. No matter what the fuck I say or do, it doesn't matter. So, yeah, I'm looking to the next big game. But game balls before I move on. Game balls. Hendon Hooker definitely gets a game ball. He started the game. He had 4 touchdowns, 111 yards passing, which, you know, he wasn't required to throw the ball a lot. But he ran the ball. I think he had 168 yards rushing. He had 4 touchdowns, 3 rushing, 1 pass touchdown. And he managed the game well. Pretty much it was a Hendon Hooker performance, you know. And also on defense, game ball, I'm giving the game ball to Devin Taylor. Devin Taylor had a forced fumble. He caught an interception. He had 2 tackles. And shout outs to Devin Taylor, man. He made impact plays. He made his presence known in that secondary from the first quarter, because he was the guy that forced the first fumble that kind of had Boston College. They was fumbling all night and things of that nature. But, you know, Devin Taylor was the first one that had them, hey, man, they're going to start fumbling and things of that nature. Devin Taylor made plays. That's all we can ask. That's all we can ask from the secondary. Guys are, you know, inexperienced and not used to this. It's a new coordinator. You know, if they can just stick with guys and make the occasional play here or there, I'm happy, man. I'm happy. Let's look in the ACC also from that week. Clemson hung up 70 points on Georgia Tech. I think I said that Clemson was going by 2 or 3 touchdowns. Yeah, I think they took care of that business quite easily. Like I said, man, Clemson is playing chess. The rest of us is playing Halo or playing some other shit. They not only we not even in the same league, we ain't in the same sport right now. Clemson kind of got the world by the balls right now. Miami beat Pitt. I picked Miami to beat Pitt. I said Pitt would muddy the game up. They made some plays, but what I didn't know when I was picking that game was their starting quarterback didn't even travel. So they ended up playing their second and third string quarterbacks versus Miami. That's a recipe for disaster. They got their ass kicked. I think it was like 30-19, but let's be clear. Miami was the better team. I had Liberty losing to Cuse. I said Cuse was going to beat the shit out of Liberty. And no, Cuse is the worst team in the ACC. That was embarrassing. If I'm a Cuse student, Cuse former, Cuse player, anybody involved in the Cuse, if I'm Carmelo Anthony, whoever the case may be, I would be embarrassed to have ever put on that orange, that Syracuse orange uniform, that Syracuse orange shirt. Whatever the case may be, that's embarrassing. Not only did they lose the Liberty, they looked like they didn't belong. Like, you would have thought Cuse was the FCS school getting the shot versus Liberty, not the other way around. That's embarrassing. Dino, you my boy. You know, I respect. It's hard to not have respect to any brother that can put shoe polish on his head and pass it off as a hairline. But Dino, my boy, it's time to start looking at offensive coordinator opportunities. That's all I'm going to say to you. And Dino definitely going to end up somebody's offensive coordinator next year, because shit is run this course at Cuse. I think I was the one saying when Eric Dungy left Cuse, and Eric Dungy is an underrated player in the ACC pantheon, I guess. Eric Dungy was a beast of a player. And I was telling Dino, you've hit your ceiling here. I think they had won 7 or 8 games. You've hit your ceiling here. It's not going to get no better than this. Cuse is never going to land the certain prospects they need to get past that 7-8 win ceiling. So his name was in the mix for some jobs, but he stayed. And I think that was the bad decision, because you can never get Cuse rolling. You know, I think he should have bounced when Eric Dungy left, to be honest. Notre Dame beat Louisville, but Notre Dame only scored 12 points. So, of course, that leads to why is Notre Dame ranked third? Listen, Notre Dame hasn't lost a game yet, and I'm one of those people, or I try not to be one of those people, that just because you didn't score 50, 60 points does not mean you're overrated. It's a different game every week. Didn't Notre Dame put up a bunch of points on like somebody before they played Louisville? And nobody had nothing to say then. So I'm not gonna sit up here and say if Notre Dame had been scoring 10 and 12 points all season and they're number three, then you like, all right, bruh. Like, okay, maybe they're overrated, but I'm not gonna take their one game where they struggled on offense and say they don't deserve this and they don't deserve that. Notre Dame did what they were supposed to do. They won the game, albeit in ugly fashion. They stay undefeated. They're still in the mix. That's it. I'm not about to sit up here and kill Notre Dame for winning, but big up some team for losing just because the game was more exciting or whatever. I think that's one thing we do as college football fans. We'll kill a team for winning, no matter who the opponent is. I mean, there might be a weak opponent or they had a bad game. They won the game though, but if a team gives us an exciting loss, we'll say that's a good loss. They will legit hype up a good loss over a bad win, which a kind of oxymoronic statement. It's like, what the fuck is a good loss and what the fuck is a bad win? I mean, I guess if you're the fan of the team and you're saying we didn't look good and we should have lost, I guess that's somewhat of a bad win, but still, you shouldn't go down in the rankings for winning, in my opinion. You should only go down if you're losing. If you lose and it was a good loss, you just shouldn't drop that far. But it seems like some teams get more clout for losing than winning. I don't know. I'm not a voter or nothing like that. NC State beat Duke. I picked NC State. Duke needed to get off the snide the week before, and they did that. And I said, "Show's over." NC State is actually a decent team. They're not as bad as I, just me, might have had them being.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
They're actually pretty decent. They lost their quarterback for probably the season, Devin Leary. And so they got to go back to the other guy. The other guy's kind of sorry. So maybe NC State falls off. But they beat Duke. Wake Forest beat UVA. I don't quite remember who I picked. I think I picked Wake Forest. I think I said UVA is a bad team. And I think I flat out picked Wake Forest to win the game. They won the game. UVA's in shambles. Like, what they do at quarterback is high school shit. That's literally what they do. What they do at quarterback is literally a high school offense now. They trot out three different dudes and they all run glorified Wildcat packages. It's bad. And then the one dude, the fat dude, who looks like the manager of an Office Max, he throws the ball. And he got the arm strength of an eighth grader. That shit is crazy. It's over with for UVA. This season pretty much over. Sad. In the upset of the week, I had UNC beating Florida State, and they almost pulled it off, but Florida State won the game. Florida State basically put the world on notice. Like, look, man, just because we suck, it's not the talent on the field. They just got to get their coaching and get their act right. They just had to get their coaching and their act right. They damn near blew it. They damn near blew a big lead. But in the end, they made the plays necessary to win the game. And that's what happened in the ACC, man, week 7. But you know we got to show love to Manscaped, everybody's favorite sponsor. We have a new Manscaped product alert. Manscaped just released the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Take a look in the mirror, and I guarantee you'll see pubes. That'd be crazy if you had pubes coming out your nose. You'll see hair sticking out those holes. It's time to keep your ear and nose hair looking as nice as your clean-shaven pubes. Manscaped is forever changing the grooming game with their Weed Whacker. This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. The premium Manscaped Weed Whacker uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. Its intelligently contoured design enhances the trimming experience and is waterproof, which makes for easy operation and cleaning. The only nose hair trimmer on the market with a powerful and rechargeable lithium-ion battery that lasts up to 90 minutes of use. Have you ever tried to pull your nose hair out with your fingers? That might hurt worse than nicking your balls. Manscaped is making whacking your weeds a time to look forward to, delivering maximum confidence while providing hygiene. Yes, you will get a replaceable blade every 3 months to keep your weed whacking time clean and enjoyable. Look, fellas, 79% of partners polled admitted that long nose hair is a major turnoff. Now, I'm going to have to pause this right now because 79% of partners polled said that nose hair is a major turnoff. And last week on this very podcast, I sat here and said I want to see the other 19%. Now, I don't know math because that don't equal 100%. The correct answer is I want to see the other 21%. Now, I didn't go to college. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. But a good number of my listeners did go to college. Some of you motherfuckers is engineers. And nobody corrected me. Nobody said 79 plus 19 ain't 100. I don't know, man. I'm starting to think some of y'all stupid as shit, too. I know I'm stupid. Some of y'all motherfuckers. Look, man, I want to see the other 21% of people who said, I want to see the other 21 who said that long nose hair is the shit. And I want to see they nose and they ears. It's time to upgrade your Manscaped routine with the Weed Whacker. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. Thank you, Manscaped, for keeping our pubes trimmed and hairs and our holes looking nice. Once again, 20% off, free shipping with the code armchair. What are you waiting for? Go whack your weeds. Let's get into ACC action week 8. We got Syracuse at Clemson. I think Cuse either beat Clemson a couple years ago when they had Deshaun Watson, or they damn near beat Clemson, or it got real close, something like that. That ain't happening. You don't have, like, if there was any game you should pick Clemson to roll, is this game versus Syracuse. Syracuse just lost to Liberty. Syracuse just lost to Liberty, people. A FCS school. That should let you know right now what Syracuse is working with. Meanwhile, Clemson is rolling. They just rolled Georgia Tech. They're going to continue to roll. You can expect Clemson's backups to be in the game mid-third quarter. Clemson big. NC State is at North Carolina. Now, this game is going to be one of those underrated games because a lot of people don't talk about this outside of the state of North Carolina. Those two are rivals. NC State and UNC does not like each other. NC State was playing some decent football. Like I said earlier, their quarterback Devin Leary got hurt. So they probably got to go back to the dude that was trash. So we'll see how their offense look. But NC State has been winning. They do have some confidence going into this game. And North Carolina is coming off a loss. So we got to see how they bounce back. Sam Howell's receivers let him down in that game. I mean, they're not the reason that they lost, but they kind of the reason why they lost, because they were dropping shit in that final drive. And then the running back had a huge drop. It was all kinds of drops, and they let Sam Howell down. But so we got to see where folks' confidence levels is at. Like I said, NC State has been winning. Like I said, UNC just come off a loss. So UNC can definitely have a hangover game and get caught slipping again and lose another one. But I'm going to pick UNC. But I'm going to be monitoring that game because I'm not – my confidence level in that pick ain't that good. My confidence level in that pick is maybe a 4 out of 10. What we got here? We got FSU at Louisville. FSU's coming off the biggest win of the season. Louisville is still losing. And I don't think that changes. I think FSU made the quarterback change. And they're gaining momentum. They're gaining confidence. And I think Louisville is just kind of stuck in quicksand. I got FSU winning on the road at Louisville. Notre Dame at Pitt. And this game has been talked about a little bit by some of the people I listen to. That Pitt is a tough team, tougher than their record indicates. And Notre Dame is trash because they played a game where they scored 12 points. And I don't know, man. I think Notre Dame is going to pick it back up. I know they're favored by 11 points. They're favored by 11 points, Notre Dame is. But I wouldn't take Pitt in that, man. I think Notre Dame is going to roll Pitt. I think Pitt is, like, over with. I ain't going to hold y'all. I think Pitt is over with. They'll always be a tough out, but as far as them winning or covering, I think that shit did. I got Notre Dame big. Georgia Tech at Boston College in the game that's hardest to call. That game is going to be a tough one to call. You got two bad defenses, I would say. I'm going to just go with Boston College, the home team. I'm only going with the home team because Georgia Tech has to go on the road all the way up the Chestnut Hill with freshman quarterback, young players. I'm going to just give it to the home team. I got no confidence in that pick, though. UVA at Miami. I think that's 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock ACC Network. Miami is going to roll. I think Miami's going to do UVA bad. I think they're going to beat the shit out of UVA for the reasons that I kind of touched on earlier. What UVA is doing at quarterback, that's not working at ACC. That style of football might work in the Sun Belt or Conference USA. That shit is not, it didn't even work against Wake Forest. It's damn sure not going to work against the speed and athleticism that Miami has, where they're basically going to say that this glorified Wildcat shit where y'all cannot pass, it's over with. And if UVA can't score, you know Miami, if anything, can score against their defense, because UVA's defense ain't what it was from last year. So, man, if there was a lock of the week, and I don't know the betting lines for that game, but I got Miami by at least 3 scores. Easy. And that's with no trolling involved. But before I talk about the Virginia Tech Wake Forest game coming up, once again, bet online, people. We got college football, we got NFL football, you got World Series. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action. Like I said, everything imaginable, from game spreads, totals, team, player, coach, and props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any place online. Head to BetOnline today. Use the promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Don't forget, the promo code is ARMCHAIR at BetOnline. Virginia Tech plays Wake Forest this week. I've watched Wake Forest play a couple games. They got this quarterback in Sam Hartman, who's a capable playmaker. He was there last year. He's like a sophomore, redshirt sophomore. And he's a decent quarterback. He's not in the Sam Howell discussion or the Trevor Lawrence. But as far as a quarterback that could probably do some damage to us, like a Phil Dracovic last week, he's definitely in that discussion as far as ACC quarterbacks. He might not be in the elite, but he's good enough to do damage to us. So that's something we need to be aware of. Apparently he's thrown 0 interceptions all season. So he's taking care of the ball. Last week versus UVA, he definitely shredded them. He went up top on them several times and completed big plays. So that's something that we have to be aware of, that this team is not afraid to hit on the big plays. This is not just some dink and dunk offense or this super safe offense. We played Wake Forest last year, and that's when they had Jamie Newman, who was one of the better quarterbacks in the ACC last year. He was supposed to play for Georgia this year, but he opted out. And we pretty much handled them. And I would personally say Jamie Newman is better than Sam Hartman. And we pretty much contained Jamie Newman pretty well. Now, Jamie Newman is a different athlete than Sam Hartman. Jamie Newman, they definitely ran the ball more with him. But we contained him well. And I think we're going to do pretty much the same. Sam Hartman's going to get some of his passing stuff off. He's going to make some of his plays. But I think this game is going to be a lot like the Boston College game where, okay, you might get some early. I think adjustments will get made and the defense are going to make plays late. We got the Hendon Hooker, Khalil Herbert train rolling. There's no question, you know, who's in the backfield or who should be getting the ball. I think we know what our identity is as a team. We're a rushing team. I think we're averaging over 300 yards a game rushing the ball. So that should let you know right there what we want to do and where we at. If somehow Wake Forest was to limit Khalil Herbert, I would be interested to see how we respond with the passing game, because they're not asking any of our quarterbacks to really like throw it. So it'll be interesting to see if they were to do that, but I don't think they can do that. So I think Virginia Tech is going to win. I think Virginia Tech wins by double digits. It might be spooky at first, but I think after the adjustments are made, bada bing, bada boom, Hokies win. We continue on this road to Miami. Like I said, we don't play Miami next week, but we're just counting up the wins, counting up the good performances until we showdown versus Miami. And, oh, yeah, I got to also mention, we played Wake Forest at 3:30 p.m. It says it's coming on ESPN3, but I live in the D.C. area, so that means it's coming on like a local channel. But like I said, it's saying ESPN3, so basically your ESPN app, if you don't live in, you know, the D.C. area or, you know, Virginia or somewhere, you probably got to, you know, get the ESPN app or, you know, or some of y'all might just got to find some illegal stream to watch it on. But, I'm telling you right now, it's saying ESPN3 for me, but it's going to be blacked out because it's going to be on some local channel here for D.C. people. I'm going to be telling y'all what I know. So, like I said, it's a 3:30 game. There will be a live stream after the game. I'll go live. We'll go on there. We'll talk about the win. Hopefully, not talk about the loss. We'll talk about the win. We'll discuss some things. We'll get some jokes off. Do some life lessons. You know, maybe take some callers if they want to call in. Y'all know how we kick it. Y'all know how the vibes are going to be, man. Y'all ain't new to this shit. Y'all veterans. See y'all next week, man. This was it for Don B. Fridays. God bless.